Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our Wing Chun Universe We Move People podcast. Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about the Chum Q. What is the Chum Q?
Yes, the Chum Q is the second movement or form in the Wing Chun system. Mm-hmm. In our own style, the WTU Wing Chun, we call the second movement also four waves.
Mm-hmm. So it comes after the Sinum Tao?
It comes after the Sinum Tao. It built the basic, built the Sinum Tao, and the next step is the Chum Q. Mm-hmm. Each step finish always the step before and prepare for the next step. Mm-hmm. It's the step between Sinum Tao and Wooden Dam.
Mm-hmm. And so we have two terms for the second movement. One is the Asian one, Chum Q. What does it mean in English?
One translation is searching for the arms.
And we also have an own term, we say four waves.
Yes, our picture for what we are doing in the Chum Q, we call this four waves. Why we call this four waves? There is an opening part in the Chum Q, and then are four parts from Chum Q. Mm-hmm. And in each part of the Chum Q, we use a wave movement. In the first part, we do the falling step. It's a wave inside the body, a falling wave to the ground. In the second part, we do a side kick or a side step to the left and the right. Mm-hmm. And in the third part, we do a straight kick or a straight step to the left and the right. And in the fourth part, we do a spiral kick to the left and the right. Mm-hmm. We are the only style who do the spiral kick to both sides. Mm-hmm. All others kicks do the spiral kick in the Chum Q only to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Why we do this? In the spiral kick to the right is in the starting sequence from the Pat Chum Tao. And we think it's a little bit late to do the spiral kick to the right years after when we do the spiral kick to the left, because with each movement I'm doing, I bring my body in a physical structure. And if I don't train this to both sides, how we should have the physical structure in 10 years when we can do the Pat Chum Tao?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And where is the wave movement now? Is it in the spine or is it in whole of the body?
In the first part is inside the body. In all other parts is the wave movement in the room. When we look to a movement of a physical body from an animal or a human being, we always should move in a wave, and we always move in a wave. But not all people have this in mind. Many people think they use a line if they move. No, they can't move in a line. A line is an abstract idea from the mind. There is no line in the nature.
Mm-hmm.
We are not a building, and the building is a line, but not in the human body. Where in the human body is a line? There is no line. And all movement should be waves. When we have this in mind, we begin to move in another way. If we have this in mind, we have more sensibility about the gravitation of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we use the gravitation of the earth for moving, and then there is a flow inside, there is another feeling inside the movement. And first experience with a step in the room or a kick in the room is in the Chum Q, because in the Sinum Tao we are only stay on the same point.
And what happens if someone does a Chum Q without a wave movement?
If you do this Chum Q without a wave movement, then he make a form and he has no idea what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Chum Q is a tool to learn something. Mm. And this tool is prepared for special things.
Mm.
The Sionim Dao is prepared to special things and prepare you to go on with the Champ Q. He give your body the preparation for Champ Q.
Mm.
And the Champ Q give your body the preparation to do what you can learn with the tool wooden dummy. And the tool wooden dummy give you the preparation that you can do with the tool Pyuchi what the Pyuchi is designed for. And it's a very, very special meaning inside. If you do other things, it's like you have a special tool and have this in your hands and show you, I have the tool, but I cannot do what people can do with this tool.
Mm-hmm. So in the Sinem Tao we also use a little bit the spine. This is a preparation for the Champ-Kyu, but in the Champ-Kyu we move more than the spine.
The Sinem Tao is the step before the first part of the Champ-Kyu. We lose the spine through our arms in the room,
mm-hmm.
but we do not a falling step. In the jump, in the first part, the next step, we do in this position the falling step. We don't do a kick, we don't do a step, we only make a falling step, not we don't turn. There is no turning in Wing Chun.
Mm-hmm.
There is only a falling step in Wing Chun, it's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't speak now about this thing, we speak about Champ-Kyu. In Asia, they call the arrangement of the joints in the human body string of pearls. And the string of pearls are the joints from the ground to the fingers. It starts with the ankle, over the knee, the hips, the spine, the shoulder, the elbow, the wrist, and the finger joints.
Mm-hmm.
The shoulder, elbow and wrist are the most important joints in the Sionim Tao. All joints on the back of the human body are part of the Champ-Kyu, and especially the spine. Because especially this snake in the human body is very, very important for human being.
Mm-hmm.
And the last three joints in the fingers, it's part from the Pyuchi. It's a special thing. It's not to open the hand. To open the hand is not to use the joints. But we will speak about this when we speak about Pyuchi.
So the fourth joint are all joints together, from the foot to the fingers.
Yeah, to bring the power from the ground over the ankle, over the knee, to the hip, and over the spine, to the shoulder.
To the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And each joint is a multiplicator of the power.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a multiplicator of the power. Mm-hmm. And then you can use this in the right way. The physical structure must have the right physical structure. That only the muscles you are necessary are work, and not muscles are work who are not necessary to work. If you are in such a structure, you cannot use this wave to the body, because there is an impulse you send over the body,
mm-hmm.
and this impulse go in the attacker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there are also some mottos in the Champ-Kyu, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What mottos do we have in the Champ-Kyu?
We have the motto, use the fourth joint, speak about this. Then we have the motto, every step is a kick, and every kick is a step. It's the explanation how we should go and how we should kick in Champ-Kyu, or in our life, or in Wing Chun.
Mm-hmm.
That we should kick if a kick is necessary, and every step is a kick. If we make a step, it's like a kick to the ankle. We can go and we can kick to the knee. We can go and we can kick to the hip. No higher we kick, because no higher we can't go.
Mm-hmm.
And we only go if it's necessary. If it's not enough that I move my body on the place I am, a step will be necessary. And this step is the kick.
And then we have a motto in Champ-Kyu, which is the arms are bridges. What does that mean?
The arms are bridges. Not in everything, but on most times we get in contact over the arms. But it's also, we get in contact over the arms with the arms, we get in contact with the arms to the body, we can get in contact with the arms to the head. Most times are the arms is what get in contact first. And then we have bridges.
Mm-hmm.
We have bridges to the center of the erector. Because we go over the bridges to the center, and the center always is fast ahead.
And then we have short and long bridges.
We have short channel. Bridges, what? Yes. Long bridges means full of the arm.
Mm-hmm.
Short bridges means the arm from the shoulder to the elbow.
So you learn the distance.
Yes. And this is the explanation when we punch or with the fist or we punch with the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
If the distance is long enough, then there is the fist who touch first the erector or
mm-hmm.
the target. If it's not long enough, the elbow is the first who touch the target.
Or the knee.
Or the knee, yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And after the jump cue, there will be the wooden dummy.
The wooden dummy. In the wooden dummy, we not only go to the left and the right, we go over the other angles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we will talk about in the next episode about
yes,
this.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. About something other. Yes. If you have any questions, you can write us an email on info@wingtuneuniverse.org. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hear you soon. Bye.
Bye.